playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
There's something new happening on the terraces. There's a new cult. Terrace Cult Clothing. Check them out now at Terrace Cult Clothing. TerraceCult.com. Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk. Kids sale now on, say up to 50%. Just go to beheadclothing.co.uk, enter promo code KIDS50. That's Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk.
Playing the hits and your favourites of yesterday and today.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Animouth Podcast in association with beheadclothing.co.uk. And tonight we have a wonderful show lined up for you, and our guests tonight are the lads from Wild Horses. That's coming up after three songs in a row back to back with this.
Normal thing to see. If you don't run for it, it's all you'll ever be. Fruit banks and secondhand clothes will see you through your day. Stay here long enough, your dreams will fade away. Get sucked in by this life, become nothing you up and a cold chill sail away. Get sucked in by this life, it'll number your days. No underclass hero is gonna change your fate. We'll be right back.
tracks coming up.
And your favourites of yesterday and today.
Well, your three fantastic songs in a row, back to back, all of course new on the NMF podcast. And now, after the break, we talk to Lance from the Wild Horses. That's next on the NMF podcast in association with beheadclothing.co.uk.
Playing the hits and your favourites of yesterday and today.
Have you joined the cult yet? Terrace Cult Clothing, the new casual brand on the terraces. That's Terrace Cult Clothing at terracecult.com.
Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk. Kids sale now on, say up to 50%. Just go to beheadclothing.co.uk, enter promo code KIDS50. That's Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk.
Much more sexy tracks coming up.
There's something new happening on the terraces. There's a new cult. Terrace Cult Clothing. Check them out now at Terrace Cult Clothing. TerraceCult.com.
Playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
10 9
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In association with beheadclothing.co.uk. I'm Dennis Devlin, and good evening, Stephen, and a good evening, guys, from, of course, Wild Horses.
Hi, hi.
How are you all doing today, guys?
Yeah, we're doing good. Are you?
Yeah, yeah. Can't complain. The weather's lovely, you know what I mean? People are out enjoying themselves, and the music's brilliant.
Yeah, it's great, yeah. I mean, as you said, the weather is lovely for a change, so...
The whole nice time where you guys are. Where are you guys just now? Whereabouts are you located?
Place called Burwash.
Wow. And yeah. The weather all nice. You guys had a good day, good afternoon, a good lazy Sunday.
Lovely. Got a heat wave down here.
I wouldn't say we've had a lazy Sunday. No. We just come back from recording a music video for an upcoming song. So we've been quite busy today, actually.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How was the shoot? How did it go?
Yeah, it went well. It was definitely fun because obviously we haven't filmed a music video in a while because of COVID and all that. So it was actually, yeah, it's quite fun.
Is it good to be back at it? It must feel good, eh? It must feel great just to be back at making music.
Oh, it is. We're playing a gig at the Armageddon Arms in New Cross on the 10th of June, which is going to be our first gig in over a year. We're just so excited. It feels so good.
Is that sold out, guys?
Pardon?
Is it sold out?
I don't know, actually, because you have to book a table because of COVID and social distancing, because it's before June 21st. So I think most of the tables have gone. If anyone listening wants to check for get any tickets and all that, you can go on our website, Wild Horse UK on Facebook, and the links will all be there to see if you can get a ticket, but be quick because they will be going very quick, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. I mean, this, we're talking to the band of the future here. This is definitely where we're heading to. You guys have definitely got a great future ahead. I mean, when did your musical journey begin? How did you all get involved in music, and how did you all come together?
We all went to school together. Henry, Jack and me, Ed, we went to secondary school together, and we all were interested in the same sort of music. So we started off in like a rock school type scenario in 2013 or a bit before, and we've played together ever since, really.
Who is the Jack Black?
I wouldn't say we have a Jack Black. I don't think that we're quite that wild.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We'll get to that later. We'll find out just how wild you guys are. So, I mean, obviously, what's your inspiration? Where does your inspiration come from? And what's your creative process like in the studio? Because it must be amazing, you guys getting together, because you're just so vibrant.
So I think our creative process is it changes a lot. In the past, it's been very much, okay, so we write some songs, we rehearse them as a band, and then we'll go into the and bash them all out. Whereas because of COVID, we've been recording our next album in secret, and we've been doing it from home and producing it ourselves, which is the first time we've ever done that. So a lot of these songs have been sort of written in the studio whilst being recorded. And so actually, it's funny because usually, We play through all the songs as a full band, but most of the songs on the new album, we have actually never played fully as a band. So it's going to be interesting.
No, it's literally like one take, and that was the next song over with.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. For you
are too. You nervous?
No, because the songs are, we think, definitely our best, and we can't wait to get them out. And we've got plenty of time to lock ourselves away and rehearse them as a full band. We'll definitely be ready.
Yeah. Because we had to adapt because of lockdown and because of the virus, we've had to adapt because we haven't been able to go out to studios. So we've pretty much done everything from home. Mm. We just sort of picked up our own basic studio setup and just went from there.
And how have friends and family been? Have they been supportive through it all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, always from day one.
Family have been very, very, because me and Henry, so like Jack and Henry are brothers. So our parents have been very, very supportive from day one. And then Ed's parents have always been very supportive as well. So yeah, we have quite a nice little network around us.
That's for that.
Having two brothers in the band, do they gang up on you?
Yeah, they do. I'm the middleman. Sit through a lot of drama,
like an Oasis reformation.
Who's the joker in the pack then? Who's the one that if you fall asleep will do something terrible like draw cock and balls in your head or something?
That is definitely Ed.
100%.
I will be the first to draw cock and balls on Jack's forehead. That's
for sure. It wouldn't be the first time that was done.
Yeah, you don't want to be falling asleep with you guys. Definitely not. Do you tend to get together and have a really good time? You have a few beers now afterwards and unwind and have a bit of a laughing crack?
We do tend to go when we can never have a few beers. We always tend to go quite overboard with it. When we meet up for social stuff, we do end up having the crawl home. It's yeah.
not too ballistic in about 3 minutes.
yeah, pretty much. As soon as the interview stuff, we're getting hammered.
Quite right. So when you're all steaming, do your pals get you to try and sing songs when you're all drunk?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, they do, and that's the most annoying thing. They're like, oh, sing that song. Like, no, if you want to hear us sing and play, you buy our tickets, you come see us live.
To be fair, it's not saying sing Wonderwall.
Yeah.
What's the strangest request you've had from a fan?
Oh, I think we've had quite a few. There's been weird ones. I remember once at a gig, my shoe fell off during a performance, and a fan afterwards asked if they could sniff the shoe, and I was like, no.
No, he actually said yes, we can, but for a price.
These are the people your mum and dad warned you about. This is the people that your mum and dad said avoid at all possible costs. People who want to sniff your feet.
Yes, we've seen a few things. Remember once we played a gig in London, and there was this very, very drunk man dancing around in front of us in the stage, and I really enjoyed it. It was providing me with entertainment, and then he came up and just stole a mic from us and started screaming down it, and he got chucked out by security, and I was watching him get kicked out. I was like, that was my entertainment. I was like, oh.
Bring him back.
Yeah.
For those who don't know you, shame on them, won't be many because most people know you. How would you describe your style of music to them?
Oh, that's a tough one because we have a lot of versatility in our music. I would say predominantly sort of indie pop, indie rock. Sort of if Arctic Monkeys, the Rolling Stones, the Sex Pistols, the Clash sort of had a love child, it would be something like us.
Yeah, it's quite jollified, isn't it? It's got a lovely undercurrent running consistently through, isn't it? And it's not like anything else you hear. It's very, very different, and that makes it quite unique, doesn't it?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that's what we really tried to do. We came into music, and when we decided, okay, we want to take it seriously and not be a covers band, we wanted to make sure that the material we were putting out was actually, you know, something that was worth it, that was different, that has not been done before. So yeah, we've always been trying to push the boundaries. So yeah, that's our main goal.
And honestly, if you could play anywhere, any venue at all, past or present, you know, would be a great venue. Where would you guys love to perform?
Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow.
I'd love to play the Pyramid Stage, headline the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury. That'd be pretty nice.
That would be mosh, wouldn't it? And it'd have to be a wet day. I'm not a fan of Glastonbury on a lovely day. I'd rather Glastonbury on a bogging day when there's mud and rain coming down. For some reason, everyone just enjoys it better, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know. It's something about just the Britishness of it, I guess.
Yeah. No, and it's great, isn't it? It's great having people just like covered in mud and just looking out for everyone and having a really good time. And for some reason, when it's pissing down rain, you just have a much better time. Plus, the beer tastes better, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly that.
So, put on that point, if you guys could open a show for anyone, who would you like to open a show for? Again, past or present, alive or dead, or your cat? Who knows? You know, who would be an ideal band for you to open up for?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the Rolling Stones.
That's a good one. I think I'd go in the past and I'd say Jimi Hendrix. I'd like to.
Oh, fuck! Can you imagine that?
You can watch him burn his guitar after. Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Just imagine a whole weekend with him. I mean, if you're just performing with him, right? That's when you go out on a Friday and you walk back on a Tuesday and you've got a cone in your head at 3 a.m. carrying a pint of milk and have no idea how you got there or where you are.
I don't think we'd survive a weekend with Jimi Hendrix.
I don't think many would. So obviously you guys are planning the tour. Where can we expect to see you guys soon?
Yeah, well, obviously COVID permitting. We've definitely got a few gigs lined up in the summer. Like I said, the Amish in Arms and New Cross on the 10th of June, the Forum in Tunbridge Wells on the 15th of July, and the tickets will all be on our Facebook at Wild Horse UK. If you should go on events, you'll find the tickets there. We're playing at the Hope and Ruin in August. Again, the tickets are available on Facebook, and we've got loads of dates we're working on going into the next year and the end of this year, which we haven't announced yet, but we are looking to do an extensive tour of the UK within the next year and hopefully next summer go into Europe or the US maybe, because we've had a year of not gigging. We need to make up for it.
Wow, if you could go in the US, where would you like to go in the United States?
It's California, LA, all those places. LA, definitely. I'd love to play Vegas. I think Vegas would be great.
Oh, it's mental, isn't it? Mental. I've been there 3 times, mental, mate. You'd love it. You'd fit right in there. I can see you guys in the Westgate or something, you know, and Elvis's very own hotel sitting there rocking Vegas. I can imagine that. Pool party.
Vegas would be great.
So obviously, let's say, look into the future. Have you guys got any plans to collaborate with anyone? If so, who? If not, is there anyone you'd like to collaborate with?
At the minute, we have not got any plans to collaborate with anyone because we're just working on our album at the minute, and it's sort of quite a personal album because of everything that's happened during lockdown. But yeah, I mean, we'd definitely be open to collaborate with a few people. There's some great artists around. I mean, even just like indie artists, like a band called Comforts. I think they're very good. We'd love to collaborate with them. This band called from Vegas called Bedlam. We're speaking to them at the minute. We'd love to collaborate with them. And also, like, say if we got lucky, I'd love to collaborate with some famous people. I don't know, like Adele, Lily Allen,
Dua Lipa. I'd love to collaborate with her.
Yeah.
Lily Allen, that'd be brilliant. I like Lily.
Yeah, she's great.
She's proper tough chick, isn't she? People, she's a proper tough chick, Lily Allen. Proper tough.
She is, yeah, she's, yeah. I mean, the stuff she's been through is, yeah, with the whole stalking stuff, yeah. She's amazing. Yeah. The
music's brilliant, I like it. What's been the best advice you've been given, and by whom?
Oh, we've been given some great advice over the years. At the moment, we're working with Al Scott, who basically worked with The Clash, The Levellers, The Jam, all sorts of people on their albums, and he's working on our album right now with us. And so obviously we've spoke to him quite a lot, and he's given us some great advice. I mean, he's always said, keep your songs short and sweet, because people's attention spans are, you know, because of social media and stuff, it's... people's attention spans are getting really, really short now. So if you can create, you know, like a 2.5 minute short, snappy bit of magic, then that really helps. I mean, also we've had people tell us, like Melita Dennett from the BBC, she'll tell us, you know, we used to pretend that we were from Brighton because everyone knows Brighton, but no one knows Burwash. Burwash is literally just, it's like three people and 9 sheep. Like, it's, no one's ever heard of it. But
so right down, Is that right down south coast, sort of between Brighton and Southampton, sort of way? Someone near there?
Yeah. Melita said, no, there's millions of bands from Brighton. The moment you start pushing the Burwash thing, you diversify yourself. And that was actually helped us a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah, be proud of where you come from, man, because, I mean, you're unique, you know what I mean? And it's putting your place on the map as well. So you're not just doing it for you, you're rocking for your area, man. I think that's pretty cool advice. I like that.
Yeah, it was cool advice. And we can say we're the best band in Burwash because we're the only band in Burwash. So.
That's it, man. And the award goes to each year.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's a gimme. You know what I mean? That one.
Exactly.
Guys, how do you feel the music industry treats bands today? And if you could change anything or change one thing about the music industry, what would you change?
I think there's not enough attention given to the unsigned music scene. I mean, really, music stems from the sort of independent music scene. Without that, it's dead. There's nothing, because all of these big acts came from somewhere, you know. And I think record labels used to make an effort to, you know, send A&R guys out to just random gigs to see bands, with the intention of signing a good band, but they don't really do that anymore. And I think it's become a bit too corporate with a lot of record labels.
Do you feel like you're undermined a lot, and it's like it's either their way or no way?
Yeah, it's a struggle, isn't it? It's hard to get right through the wall of glass.
And when you do break through the wall of glass, it's another wall, because it'll be like, right, most major record labels will be like, right, because you're not famous yet, we'll take 80% of the profits or whatever, and you can get a measly like 10%.
It's absolutely shocking when you think about that, isn't it?
But it has always been that way. I mean, the money has never really gone to the talent, which is really bad.
I mean, social media's in the spotlight just now. How do you feel it's benefited you, and how do you see social media evolving in the future?
I mean, you would be where we are about it at the moment because of how hot it has been.
Oh, yeah.
We sort of rely on social media sharing
I think it's also a great way. We found it really great to use it as a method to sort of connect with our fans. So, you know, you can't, without social media, you couldn't just meet up with random fans and, you know, get to know them. Whereas on social media, you can just sort of, you know, you can talk to people on your story, you can put videos out and people feel like they know you, which just, I guess, helps people to connect to your music more. So that definitely helps.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It is what it is. Social media is what it is. You know, if you rely on it too much, you know, you've got issues, but it is there and it has a good purpose, and it can serve a good purpose, like you say. It helps you connect with people. There's just the usual idiots out there that just take everything too far. Have you guys ever been subjected from the usual Twitter shit?
Oh yeah, loads of times. But you know what, like, if people were, I don't know, if it's, so for example, if you get a hate comment or, you know, whatever, you're having an impact on people because someone's taking the time out of their day to tell you how bad you are or whatever. So it's like, okay, well, you've had an impact on people, and that's really the aim. So, okay, whatever. Like, I personally take it as a compliment because it's better that they have a reaction than to have no reaction.
Yeah. Because you know yourself, I suppose, in a way, when you put yourself on your social media, you have to be prepared for it. And at the same time, you can't expect every single person to go, hey, you're the best band in the world. You know, there are going to be those that are going to be critical. And, you know, I suppose it's all part of the learning process.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone is not going to like our music. Our music's not for everyone. I mean, everyone has completely different tastes. And there's nothing wrong with a bit of constructive criticism either. I mean, we're growing and developing with each release, really. So yeah,
you're maturing along nicely. You're like a nice whiskey; it's just maturing nicely, and it's tasting better and better every time.
Exactly. Like a fine wine.
Yeah, yeah. I, you know, you see wine, I see whiskey. Guys, if you could give some advice, if you could give some advice to any young artists listening to Snow who are just, you know, picking up the guitar and starting their journey, what would the best advice you would give to them?
I'd say always sticking with it, because when you first start, it's all, and you know, you're playing to a room of empty people, it can feel a bit like, you know, what's the point?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's all, it always changes, and you never know what's going to happen. And I mean, we've always done it regardless, because we just love playing. We've always loved playing together ever since we started. So whether it's an empty room or a packed room, we always give it our best sort of shot, if that makes sense. But yeah, that, yeah, that'd be what I'd say. I'd say always stick with it.
What we're doing at the minute with this next album and this next project, we're calling everything from home because that's what we found favorite for us.
Yeah, and we found that when you limit yourself, you actually become more creative. So that's a bit of advice I would give.
Yeah.
Don't go and buy loads of equipment and get loads of effects pedals or whatever. Just limit yourself. Get yourself, you know, an instrument, an amp or whatever you need, maybe something to record it on, and just see what happens. Get creative with it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I mean, that's all it is creativity, isn't it? Let your creativity flow, eh?
Exactly.
Right, I always do this, okay? I always pick one person, so I'll pick Stephen, right? Okay, if you could confess to anything, I always do this, and I'll decide if you can be forgiven. If you could confess to anything, okay, that you've done in the past, and you'd like me to forgive you for it, this is your chance to confess to something you've done, and I will decide whether you should be forgiven or not.
Well, Stephen isn't here. Stephen's our manager. It's Jack. So you have to pick between Jack, Ed and Henry.
Right. Go on, Jack.
Let me think about something that I could say on that's not something I I'm gonna go with something a bit inspirational. I'm gonna say I've thought about giving up before with the music. And
it turns out we are. See ya.
You thought about giving up.
Yeah. And that's something that's bad and that should be that, yeah. Give me your forgiveness for that.
Do you know what? If you put all that time and effort in and then you sit one day and think, you know what, I can't be asked for this anymore. You know, can I forgive you? I tell you what, I think given the current situation, I can understand at some point you thought, bollocks to it, this ain't for me. So I'm going to forgive you, and normally I will punish you, and like you said, you do a penance. In your case, I would like you to listen to two of the worst tracks you could possibly imagine, and I'd like to make sure you have listened to these tracks by the worst artists in your mind. You have to listen to two of the tracks, even if that means Peppa Pig's Greatest Hits or something. And then then you are forgiven. That. Then you have my blessing, because that should encourage you to continue on.
Perfect. I'll do that.
Another thing is, so talking about Vegas, so let's say you're in Vegas, right? You know, you've had a fantastic little gig. The boys are all waiting down at the bar for you. And you decide, you know what, I'll come down, meet the boys, and you get stuck in the elevator. Who would you least like to be stuck in an elevator with, and why?
Oh, thank you, Henry. You can tell we're brothers. No. I would say, let me think of someone who's really, really nasty. I think maybe Donald Trump. I don't think I could hack being in an elevator with him for too long.
No, you'd start turning into Bruce Willis, wouldn't you, try to find tunnels out?
Yeah.
Climbing along with your little lighter, please let me out. I think the best person to be trapped in an elevator with would be an engineer. That'll do me if I'm stuck with him.
Yeah.
And who, if you could spend time and pick the brains of anybody in the world, past or present, who would you like to spend time with? Who would you have around for dinner?
Ooh. Oh, that's good.
I would like that man to come around for dinner. Morrison. Oh, yeah, Jim Morrison, that'd be good.
Oh, wet.
I think, tell you what, John Lennon.
John Lennon, yeah.
Do you know what? We'll just make an evening of it and we'll have Jim Morrison and John Lennon round. You know what I mean? Because I want to invite to that party because that'll be brilliant. Now, imagine that'd the information.
That would probably get quite messy as well.
Yeah.
yeah, but that goes for eternity, don't it? We accept that. We accept it's going to be one of them long sort of weeks. You know, where you're going to wake up with a cat in a pool or something like that, probably, you know.
That'd be a good mentality.
Yeah. You have no idea where it's going to end up or where you're going to go, you know.
Yeah.
So, guys, looking to the future, obviously, you're working on videos just now. What have we got coming up? What can we expect in the future from you guys? What's on the pipeline?
So, this is an exclusive.
Yes!
We've got a new single coming out on the 1st of July. It's called Record Collection, and we think it's pretty damn good. So we're very excited for that. And then we'll have a few more singles come out over the summer, and eventually an album will drop, and we'll go from there. And hopefully, who knows, maybe we'll even get number one in the UK charts. That'd be all right.
I think that'd be well deserved. I mean, like I say, I think you've matured. You've certainly earned your stripes. You know, you're not a new band. You've worked hard. You've sweated. You've put the work in, and it shows. You know, so yeah, no, nothing's impossible for you guys. It's clear you are ambitious.
Yeah. 2013. We were such little kids. I was 11, and so was Ed. And Henry, you would have been about, 13? So we were really young.
And you're still together now, you know, that's refreshing. You know, it really is. It's brilliant to hear that. And you're obviously really close friends as well. But who's the guy that will always be on Instagram where he's top off holding a beer with the logo lads? Who's the one that will be standing there next to the pool on holiday with a beer on the Instagram post? Which one would be the poser? Who's the shagger?
That will be Ed.
Ed Shagger, can you tell me?
I don't get any.
Who's the least person you would take advice from in the band?
Again, Ed.
No.
Ed's getting pure hammered here. What's the worst advice Ed's ever given?
Definitely Ed.
What's the worst advice I've ever given you?
Ooh.
There's probably been quite a few.
I think your advice stretches. Every single time you advise it, don't worry about it, mate.
When I advise Henry to not urinate in the kettle in a hotel room.
That was good advice.
Don't urinate in the kettle. Whatever you
do. He did
you do know it. You know, Jack, there'll be people try to Google what hotels you stayed in right now. They'll be trying to find out thinking, I hope I wasn't in that room because that coffee tasted fish. Guys, an obvious question. CD, digital or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl for me as well.
Boom. It's refreshing to hear that because it's making a comeback again. I believe eight track tapes are coming back as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's been some recent albums dropping where there's been albums, I think, are getting shorter. I mean, Georgia Smith just dropped a new album. It only has 8 tracks on it, which that's the first time I've seen that in years. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So the sort of hours, yeah, but like it seems to come back, I think.
Yeah, it's a kind of catch 22 because obviously vinyl is beautiful and it's expensive, and digital obviously helps guys like you. You know, it's a way of getting out quickly. You know.
Yeah, Yeah. The day we can afford to get our music pressed onto vinyl will be great.
Yeah. What makes the ideal vinyl cover? What do you say makes the ideal vinyl cover?
The cover's got to stand out. It's got to make people in the record shop. It's got to catch their eyes. So it's got to be bright, colourful, to the point. Sort of anything that's going to make you stand out from the rest of the records in the record shop. True. Yeah.
Yeah. True. Absolutely. What's the best cover you've ever seen?
Ooh. Spinal Tap. did you say Spinal Tap?
This is just going to end up nuts. I've got a funny feeling. For me, it's Wish You Were Here. I still think that's a great one.
I was actually going to say that one. Yeah. That's a very good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. Rumours is a good cover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, I've got that as well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, guys. I don't know if you've ever, speaking of rumours, I don't know if you've ever heard of a little lass called Megan Wynn.
I can't say I have.
Listen, check her out. She's got a song called Polaroid out. Honestly, Jack, honestly, check this young lass. She's only about 15, 16. I had her on the podcast, and I'm a big Stevie Nicks fan, right? And I've never heard anyone sound so like her for someone so young. Honestly, she's called Megan Wynn. Honestly, Jack, if you get a chance, check her out. Her single's called Polaroid, and you'll be breathtakingly taken away. Honestly, I was like, wow. I'm like, and I'm a certain age where I grew up with Fleetwood Mac, and she just took me right back to that. You know, it was amazing.
I'm searching it up right now. That sounds great.
Honestly, Megan Wynn, it's called Polaroid, I believe. It's on Spotify anyway. She was on my podcast. Yeah. But honestly, Jack, she was, oh, mate, you know, for such a young girl, very level-headed and a great track. And obviously that's her inspiration, I'm guessing, so it comes across. But when you hear her, when you hear that opening intro to Polaroid and she starts singing, it's like, bang! Oh, man, Stevie Nicks.
That's so good. I think that's actually what's really good about the music industry these days is you're seeing such young talent coming through, more so than I think it's ever come through before. There's so many great young talent. I mean, like, she sounds great. I mean, as well, I mean, the most obvious example be like Billie Eilish or Olivia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's been loads of them. So it's great to see.
So, Jack, who would you snog, marry and avoid?
Out of who? Just anyone?
Just random, man. Some bloke in the street will count if you want it. Some, you know, if you know some guy called David that walks about, you want to marry it. You know, who would you snog, marry, and avoid?
I'd snog Stevie Nicks, just to say that I have. I would marry. I think I'd marry Whitney Houston.
That'd be tough, mate.
That would be a problem. you might have issues with that one, mate. You know, that's illegal in America.
Yeah. Probably not in some states.
And who would you avoid?
Oh, I would probably go with, Donald Trump. Donald Trump. I'll avoid him.
Yeah, I'd go with that, I know. That's pretty fair.
Yeah.
Well, look, guys, it's been an absolute ball talking to you guys, and you know, I'm glad I got you guys on, you know, and I hope it all goes really well for you. I'm looking forward to all the new music, and I'm definitely going to catch up with you guys and get to see you live.
Perfect.
And hopefully, I'll get some vinyl. Hopefully, one day you'll get some vinyl out, and I'll add that to my collection.
Perfect.
In the meantime, would you like to introduce your latest single?
Yes, our latest single, record collection.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dennis Devlin. This is the NMF Podcast. And this is the Wild Horses' latest single.
Playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
Money side. we can't stop meeting on the dance floor. Can't stop meeting on the dance floor. Why? Meeting on the dance floor. Can't stop meeting on the dance. Why? Meeting on the dance floor. Can't stop meeting on the dance floor. Why? Meeting on the dance floor. Can't stop meeting on the dance floor.
Take a breath to realize we weren't alive.
Much more sexy tracks coming up.
It's not right for you to go on like you do. You talk a bit too much. Talking's not enough. It's not right for me to satisfy your needs. So if there's someone else, just keep it to yourself.
Just like them old movies, we've seen them all, it seems. Don't play it up too
Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk. Kids sale now on, save up to 50%. Just go to beheadclothing.co.uk, enter promo code KIDS50. That's Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk.
Have you joined the cult yet? Terrace Cult Clothing, the new casual brand on the terraces. That's Terrace Cult Clothing at terracecult.com.
Much more sexy tracks coming up.